I'm going to talk about what I consider to be the meat in the sandwich of what you're learning about today. I think that, you know, this morning you heard a lot about agreements and drafting agreements that are going to best protect interests. And you heard about, you know, when things go bad, what do? When you have to go to the court for relief. That's kind of the bookends of the situation. And quite often, those of us who practice in this area, that's where our clients get us involved. Okay, they get us involved at the beginning when they're like, all right, we have this great product and we're doing all these things and we heard we should have a non-compete. What do we do to protect our data? What do we do to protect our product, our competition? And so that's, you know, they want us to draft the perfect bulletproof agreement. Okay, great, we can do our best, but that doesn't always get us where we need to be. Then we hear from our clients when something has gone wrong and they call and say, oh, our VP of sales is going to our competitor. What do? We got to run down to the courthouse and get an injunction. Okay, also sometimes the right thing to do, also not always going to solve your problem. There's no magic bullet. So what I'm going to talk about is the stuff that can happen in the middle. My presentation presumes that your clients have done what the speakers this morning advised them to do, and they've got great agreements in place. It presumes that, you know, that they know that they've got the litigation process available to them if things go don't go well. And so rather than pre-solving the problem with agreements or post-solving the problem with litigation, we're going to talk about what do you do in the meantime. And just up on the slides, you'll see a little bit of overview. This is kind of an outline of what we're going to talk about. And again, my presentation focuses on the practical issues. Okay, when I wrote the paper, I can't stand writing a paper without having a little bit of law in there. So there's some law at the end. But this is a lot of practical stuff. So I would be very interested in being interrupted.